to the Rewind That Tape podcast. I am your host. I'm the only one here, Jay Probs. Here for a little solo show. I know guys might not want it, but you're just gonna have to hear more of me. But crazy day in sports today. And I mean, headlining it all, NBA Finals, Game 4 in Denver. They take the commanding 3-1 lead in the series. And what more can I say? Dominant performance. Aaron Gordon, 27 points. Jokic, 23. Bruce freaking Brown, 21 points. 3 of 5 from three-pointers. He went off. Like, he played so well, like, this entire game. It's, like, that's not supposed to happen. You have Jokic, you have Murray. You're not supposed to get production from people like Bruce Brown. And they do. And, I mean, it's not like the Heat played bad either. 25 points from Butler, 20 from Adebayo. But they just... And those two guys have not been the problem this entire series. It's been the role players. And it still is the problem. Max Strus, 0 points. Gabe Vincent, 2 points. And... It's just they haven't been able to break that 100 points. I mean, it's kind of crazy. They haven't been able to break 100 points. And yeah, if you're looking at the series, the only time they broke 100 points is when they won 111-108 in game 2. But yeah, it's one after another. The Nuggets, it's like they can hurt you from every single different area. How does Aaron Gordon score 27 points? Please tell me that. But yeah, I mean, Nuggets, they are showing why they were the best team of the season and why they are most likely going to win the championship. Because Jokic doesn't have to be the leading scorer. Murray doesn't have to be the leading scorer. I mean, Murray had 15 points. He did not play good. Jokic had 4 assists, 23 points. He did not play good, and yet they won because Gordon had 27 and Bruce Brown had 21, and they played really well, those two guys. So, I mean, it's just they can hurt you from every single position on the floor. But, yeah, it seems like this Denver team can be anyone at this point that looks like they're a juggernaut at this. They are a juggernaut. It's insane. But moving on. Moving on to NFL football, but in a surprising move, the Minnesota Vikings waive release Dalvin Cook. Now, this is a 4-time Pro Bowler. He hit, 1,000-plus yards in the past 4 years. And he is probably a top 5 running back, and it's not like he's at the back end of his career or anything like that. He is in his prime, and he just got released after a Pro Bowl, 4 Pro Bowls. Like, let that sink in. That's insane. No, in no other position would that ever happen. Would a player in his prime, top 5 at his position, be released? But it's kind of showing us that the running back position is being devalued. Teams are not willing to spend. They're not willing to invest in quality running backs like Dalvin Cook because you can just get another one in the draft. 7th round, pick up a quality running back. There's just so much supply, and there's not enough value. There's just not enough difference between Dalvin Cook and, as a Texans fan, Damian Pierce. Damian Pierce, you got in the 3rd round of last year's draft. He's still on his rookie contract. And Dalvin Cook is just, it's insane to me to think about that. But at the end of the day, the position has just become so devalued that it makes sense. Minnesota doesn't want to pay him because they have Alexander Mattison. And it's just, yeah, it's sad for running backs, but yeah. It's sad. I feel bad for Dalvin Cook because he's such a good player. But yeah, it's I guess teams make moves based on finances. How can you free up the most amount of cap space while losing the least, having the least difference in your talent level? And so, I guess this is what they thought, and we'll see how it works out. We'll see how Dalvin Cook looks, because it looks like he might be going to Miami. Now that would be pretty insane. Mike McDaniel's hella high powered offense led by Tua. You have Cook in the backfield with an O-line star-studded, led by Teron Armstead, and then receivers for days. You have Jalen Waddle, Tyreek Hill leading that group. And yeah, I think if he does go to Miami, I mean, the rest of the league needs to be on watch. And moving to our final big topic. We will be previewing the Champions League final. The big cojones, baby, is given out here. This is the one every team's trying to get, every player's trying to get. Man City has been trying to get this trophy for, I mean, I don't even know, 5-6 years. Pep's been trying to get this trophy with Man City for 5-6 years. And this is their chance. This is the treble winning team. Haaland, De Bruyne. I mean, this team is just so stacked. And yet, there's always Inter. Inter, I mean, you never know. They're not a bad side either. They have quality. Barella, Lukaku, Dzeko. They have quality on that team. And it's one game. It's 90 minutes. It doesn't... If one team puts in that effort, if one team plays harder than the other, it's not going to matter the hella talent difference. But yeah, I think Man City has to win this game. I mean, for the treble, go down in history as one of the best teams ever. Yeah, it's pretty important. It's probably the most important game in Manchester City history, arguably. And yeah, I think that wraps it up for us today. A little shorter of an episode, but you know, it's just me, so got to make it work. Thank y'all so much for watching. Make sure to keep listening. We love it that you guys are listening. We're trying out with this daily podcast. Let us know what you think on our Instas, on our social media, Insta, Twitter, wherever you are, we are. But yeah, keep tuning in daily. Check out our website, rewindthattape.com. Yeah, thank y'all so much for watching. Peace.